ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। पर्पल्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड, माय डियर किंग, इन दिस वे भरत महाराज वॉज ओवरवेल्म बाय एन अनकंट्रोलेबल डिजायर विच वॉज मैनिफेस्ट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द डियर। ड्यू टू द फ्रूटिव रिजल्ट ऑफ हिज पास्ट डीड्स ही फेल डाउन फ्रॉम मिस्टिक योगा ऑस्टेरिटी एंड वर्शिप ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। इफ इट वेर नॉट ड्यू टू हिज पास्ट फ्रूटिव एक्टिविटी हाउ कुड ही हैव बीन अट्रैक्टेड टू द डियर आफ्टर गिविंग अप द एसोसिएशन ऑफ हिज ओन सन एंड फैमिली considering them stumbling blocks on the path of spiritual life. How could he show such uncontrollable affection for a deer? This was definitely due to his past karma. The king was so engrossed in petting and maintaining the deer that he fell down from his spiritual activities. In due course of time, insurmountable death, which is compared to a venomous snake that enters the hole created by a mouse, situated itself before him. Purport. As will be seen in later verses, Bharat Maharaj, at the time of death, would be forced to accept the body of a deer due to his attraction for the deer. In this regard, a question may be raised. How can a devotee be affected by his past misconduct and vicious activities? In Brahma Samhita it is said, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. For those engaged in the devotional service, bhakti bhajana, the results of past deeds are indemnified. According to the Bharat Maharaj, could not be punished for his past misdeeds. The conclusion must be that Maharaj Bharat purposefully become over addicted to the deer and neglected his spiritual advancement. To immediately rectify his mistake, for a short time he was awarded the body of a deer. This was just to increase his desire for mature devotional service. Although Bharat Maharaj was awarded the body of an animal, he did not forget what had previously happened due to his purposeful mistake. He was very anxious to get out of his dear body. And this indicates that his affection for devotional service was intensified. So much so that he was quickly to attain perfection in a Brahmana body in the next life. It is with this conviction that we declare in our Back to Godhead magazine that devotees like the Goswamis living in Vrindavan who purposely commit some sinful activity are born in the bodies of dogs, monkeys and tortoises in that holy land. Thus, they take on these lower life forms for a short while and after they give up those animal bodies, they are again promoted to the spiritual world. Such punishment is only for a short period and it is not due to past karma. It may appear to be due to past karma, but it is offered to rectify the devotee and bring him to pure devotional service. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse. It tells about the people in the Kali Yuga. That is, Prayen Alpayusha Kalavasmin Yugejana. In this verse, it is declared that the living entities in this Kali Yuga, they are very short-lived. As we compare to the other yugas like Satya Yuga, Dwapar Yuga or Treta Yuga, in Satya Yuga people used to live for lakhs of years and in Treta Yuga they used to live for 10,000s of years and in Dwapar Yuga they used to for 100 years or 1,000 years and in Kali Yuga they are supposed to live 100 years, but because their they are manda, bhagya, because their fortune is also very less, so they are very short-lived. Even we see in this material world, people are working like animals. So they want to do many jobs. So they are ultimately frustrated because of all these jobs. So because they are frustrated of these jobs, they become mentally very much tortured. So when this mental torture or the stress developed in their mind, so ultimately they decided that they should commit some suicide. So there are some different ways how one man can suicide. One may take poison, or one may just lie on the track of the local trains and let the train pass on him, and he may commit suicide like this. And there is one more way where the people can commit suicide. He can just go on the top of the building and he just stand there. Because he is very distressed, he just hears the words that jump. These are the words which are coming from his mind, because he is mentally distressed. So because he just hears the words of his mind and he just jumps from the top of the building and commits the suicide. So one time there was one man who was just standing on the top of the building, and he also hears the words jump. But these words, these are not coming from his mind. These are coming from some person who was just next to him, and he is ordering that man, please just jump from the top of the building. So who is this man? So this man is a stunt man. And the person who is next to him, he is a film director. So he is telling this stuntman that just jump. He is ordering him that just jump from the top of the building. When he knows this, when he hears this instruction, he just jumps from the top of the building. When the people around that building, when they see that this person is also jumping down from the building, they also think that, oh, here is one more person who is just jumping and committing suicide. But what is the real thing that is only known by the people or the associates of that director who are working in that film unit? They just know that this is just a drama, and if he jumps from the top of the building, it is just a drama, or it is just a activity so to give some message to all the people. And the second thing, that the people, the associates of the film director, they know that the stuntman is paid for this activity, because it is his job. When the film director tells that jump, so when he jumps from the top of the building, he has to be paid for that. But the very important the thing, only the associates of that film industry or the film unit who went for that shooting, they know that although this film director is telling this person to jump from the top of the building, but he has already arranged a beautiful net below the building, so that when that person jumps from the top of the building, he is not going to touch the ground and end his life, but he will be saved. So this example we can also tell about how Lord reciprocates with the devotees. So sometimes Lords come to this material world, and he also enacts some beautiful pastimes. So he picks up some of his devotees and he just tell him that you just jump. That is, when the devotee is practicing the devotional services, that time the spiritual, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he tells that you just deviate from the path of the devotional service. Why he is telling that? Because he also want to show to the other people some of the lessons. So this pastime is enacted so that the other people can learn from this pastime. This stuntman is also paid for his action. Similarly, the devotee also paid. What is his payment? When the person who is in the devotional path, even if he falls down from the path of his devotional service, his story is given in the scriptures, and eternally the people will glorify this activity. And the third thing, the director who is ordering this stuntman to jump from the top of the building, he's also put a nice net so that he should not commit it should not harm his body, but he saved. Similarly, when Lord tells the one of his devotees, the intimate associates, to just deviate from the devotional path, but it is not like the ordinary people who are falling down from the devotional path, but it is a very special thing, because Lord, although he is telling to that devotee that just fall down or just deviate from the devotional service, he just want to tell that the other people who are practicing the devotional services, they should not commit all these mistakes. So these are the some of the things when the person deviates, the devotee deviates from the devotional service, these are the things which happen. So in this episode of Bharat Maharaj also, we will see, as in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is telling, he was a king and he was ruling his kingdom very nicely. He was a grihastha and he has got all his family members. But because he was doing the devotional service, so we know that devotional service, when one person practices, he will get two things. One is jnana and other is vairagya. Because he is practicing this devotional service, he comes to know that this material world is a miserable place and this family affection are not permanent, these are all temporary. So because by the dint of this spiritual knowledge, he can show his vairagya. So because he is doing this devotional services, he was able to detach from his family members. So he left all his family members. But it is very difficult. It is explained in the Shastra, it is like a Hrudaya Granthi. It is a very tight knot. One cannot release this knot. Only one has to cut this attachment of knot. If one has to come out from this Hrudaya Granthi, one has to take the shelter of Grantha, that is scriptures. Only Grantha can give the support of this Hrudaya Granthis. So, the Bharat Maharaj, because he is also devotional, he is a devotee and he is practicing devotional service, so because he has got the knowledge of the scriptures, that is the Grantha, he can able to cut this Hrudaya Granthi. So, he left his kingdom and he went to the forest. But unfortunately, he was attached to this deer. When he was attached to this deer, he was always thinking of this deer, what this deer is doing, where it is going. So in this shloka also it is explained, he is also doing the poshana, lalana, prirana, everything he is doing. He is always thinking of the protection of this deer. Because he is over attached to this deer, so there is a negligence in the part of his devotional service. Now because previously he was doing the devotional service when he was in the kingdom, because of the force or the energy of that devotional service, he was able to acquire jnana and vairagya and he can able to cut out that hrudaya granthi, that is the attachment. But here, when he is in forest, because he is overly attached to this deer, it was very difficult for him to get out of this attachment because he left his all devotional practices. So there is no power or the force of the devotional services. The devotional service which was giving jnana and vairagya in previously, now it is giving ajnana and asakti to him. Because of ajnana or the ignorance, he is thinking that this deer is very dear to him. And he left the most dear one, that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he shown the attachment, that is the asakti, to the deer. So by this example, we can understand that even if a little negligence on the path of devotional service will make us attached to some material things and we will be deviated from the devotional path. The second thing is, the Bharat Maharaj, he was a king. That is, he is a Kshatriya. So the duty of the Kshatriya is to protect the living entities. That is, and he ruled for so many thousands of years, so it is in his blood to protect all the living entities. And when he saw this deer, so it is the duty as a Kshatriya to protect that deer. Also, he is a sadhu. That is, he is a Vaishnava in his nature. So, out of 26 qualities of the Vaishnavas, one quality is, he is very compassionate. Because he is also the king, the Kshatriya, and also he is Vaishnava, that is sadhu, so he has got both the qualities, that to protect and to show compassionate. So because of these two qualities, he just went and protected that deer. But that affects his spiritual line. Even in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhant, for the sadhakas, there is one aspect, that is jiva daya, that one should show the daya on the living entities. But when we say or discuss about this jiva daya, we see only one part of it. The one part of it is, when we are telling about this jiva daya, we only think of the other living entities. That only we do the parajiva daya. Only we think, we show compassionate on the other living entities. But the very important factor is the jiva is also self also. The person who is the self, he is also swajiva. So one should show swajiva daya also. Until and unless one should cannot show swajiva daya, there is no chance that he can do any parajiva daya. So here also in this episode we can see this Bharat Maharaj, he was only doing the parajiva daya. That is, he is showing only affectionate to this parajiva, that is the other living entity, that is deer. But by doing so, he neglected the swajiva daya. That is, he forgotten that he is in this conditioned state of light in the material world, and he has to come out of this entanglement of this material world, and he has to show compassionate on his own self. But he neglected that one, and he, because of the attachment, he fell down from his devotional path. Even in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, only jiva daya is not sufficient. There are three aspects which we consider. One is the jiva daya, second is namaruchi, and third is Vaishnava seva. So in this episode, we saw that Bharat Maharaj, he was doing only jiva daya. But what about the other two things? The second one, that is the namaruchi, it indicates the part of the sadhana. Though he was doing this jiva daya, but he was very neglectful in doing this namaruchi, that is the devotional practices. For the sadhaka to do all the rules and regulations is a very essential thing. Otherwise, there is every chance that he can fall down from the devotional path. And the third aspect is the Vaishnava seva. Unfortunately, Bharat Maharaj was in the forest and there were no devotees. Until and unless you are in the association of devotees, there is no question of any doing any Vaishnava seva or any service to the Vaishnavas. So, although he is doing only one aspect, that is jiva daya, but he lost the other two aspects, that is namaruchi and Vaishnava seva. So, ultimately he has to deviate from his devotional services. Even Lord Chaitanya also tells, he orders to the living entities that janma sartaka kari, then kara para upakar. That is, one should do the janma sartaka. That is, he has to be very firm in his devotional practices. When he becomes firm in his devotional practices, then only he can do the para upakar. That is, he can go and deliver the fallen souls. Even the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya, Ishwarpuri, he has also ordered the same thing to Lord Chaitanya. He tells Lord Chaitanya that in the association of devotees, you should dance and chant and glorify the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only you can go and preach and deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. So one should understand, until and unless one is very powerful in his sadhana or in devotional service, he cannot deliver any of the living entities. If a person is drowning in a muddy pool, and if some other person, if he wants to rescue that person, he cannot just jump into that pool. If he just jumps on this, in this muddy pool, the person who is drowning, he, along with that person, this person also drowns into the muddy pool. If some person wants to rescue the person who is drowning in that muddy pool, he has to be on a very stable and fixed platform. Then only he can just pull out that person and rescue that person. So similarly, if someone wants to deliver the fallen condition soul, he should be on the firm, that is the firm devotional platform, that he should do all the devotional practices, all rules and regulations very properly. Otherwise, there is no chance that he can rescue any living entities. One time there are two friends, they just went for this mountaining, and unfortunately one of the friends just slipped into the valley. So the other friend, he just to rescue that person, he just took out the rope and he first tied that rope, one end of the rope, to a very the tree just on the top of the hill very tightly, and the other end he tied to his vest, and he just come down and just rescued that his friend to allow him to come to climb on the mountain. So in this example also we will see, if you want to do some jiva daya, this person has tied one of the end of the this rope to his vest, that indicates that he is doing some jiva daya. So he just comes down from this mountain and he just rescued that person, and he showed this jiva daya. But he can do so because the other end of the rope he nicely tied to the one of the tree, and that indicates that the one should, if one wants to do any jiva daya, he has to be in a firm association of the devotees. That indicates the firm tree which the other end of the rope is nicely tied. Not only that, the tree is very firmly fixed on the ground. So this indicates that you should not only associate with the devotees, but you should associate with those devotees who are firm in their devotional services. So this example also shows that until and unless you are firm in your devotional practices, you cannot deliver any of the persons. Even when Lord Krishna was in this earth, when he was showing some pastimes, that time also he showed the value of the association. After killing Kamsa, Ugrasen was made king of the Mathura. Then after that, Krishna was sent for the Gurukul. That is, he went to Avantipur, where Sandipani Muni's ashram was there. So where he was studying all the Vedas and doing all menial services for the pleasure of his spiritual master, that is Sandipani Muni. One time what happens, that they are supposed to collect all the woods and they went to inside the forest. So Krishna was with Sudama and they went inside the forest. And that was very dark night, many clouds were there. So the rain was started pouring and it was very night time. So that time Krishna and Sudama spent all the night there. But very one beautiful thing happens in that night. Although it was very raining very heavily, so both of them were there, Krishna and Sudama. So Krishna was holding on one hand the wood and the other hand of the Krishna was in the hands of Sudama. So this indicates that the spiritual master's mission was there, that Lord Chaitanya also tells that one should go and preach and deliver all the conditioned living entities. But one important factor in this incident is that although Krishna was holding the wood, that is the mission of his Guru Maharaj, because his Guru Maharaj wanted that wood for his sacrifice. But his other hand is with Sudama, that is, he is in association of his friend. So by this incident also, the Lord Krishna is depicting the value of the association. Until and unless you have a nice association, you cannot perform the mission of your spiritual master also. So one should be very, it is very important for one to associate with the devotees and then go out and preach. That is the mission of the spiritual master. If one is very weak, he cannot do any spiritual practices. So one should be very careful. Sometimes we see the people, they become diseased. But after, when they become diseased, they have to undergo some medical treatment. But when the medical treatment is over, the disease is also gone. But even after the disease vanishes, he should also take care of his body and so that he can live in a healthy condition of life. If he is not living in the healthy condition of life, there is every chance that this disease may relapse to him. So in devotional practice also, we can see in the example of Bharat Maharaj. He was doing all these spiritual practices or devotional practices, and he went up to the stage of bhava. Even at the stage of bhava, because he was little negligent to his services, his spiritual practices, so he just fell down. So even if you are cured from this disease, but still you have to take care of the of your health even after disease is getting over. But one may say that it is our movement, so one should have to go and preach, and he has to associate with non-devotees also. So how we can associate with these non-devotees for preaching purpose, and also we can keep our spiritual integrity intact. For this purpose, Srila Prabhupada narrates a very nice story from Panchatantra. There was a forest. In that forest, there was a lake. And in that lake, a crocodile used to live. And he has a friend, which is a monkey, which is living in the bank of the tree. So one time, this crocodile invited this monkey for a ride inside the lake. So because the friend is calling, the monkey just come down from the tree and he just jumps on the back of the crocodile. Then afterwards, both of them just having a nice ride inside the lake. When they almost come in the midpoint of the lake, that time this monkey just asked his friend crocodile, "My dear friend, where are we going?" So that time this crocodile tells that we are going to our home where my wife is just waiting for us, because she is very fond of the eating the hearts of the monkeys. So I am taking you there so that she can have a nice feast. When monkey heard of this, he become very afraid, but he was very intelligent. So immediately he replied to the crocodile, "Why should not you tell that you wanted a heart of mine so that your wife can be satisfied thoroughly? But I have kept my heart in the tree on the bank of this lake. So please immediately take me to the bank of the tree so that I will pick up my heart immediately and I will give you so that you can satisfy your wife's desire." This foolish crocodile somehow come into the walls of this monkey and took the monkey just on the again to the bank of this lake. At the moment when the monkey reached the bank, he just jumped out from the crocodile's back and he just went up on the tree. So this is the story Srila Prabhupada told from Panchatantra. So what is the moral of the story? The moral of the story is, one may associate with the non-devotees, but never ever give your heart to the non-devotees. If you give your heart to the non-devotees, then it is very detrimental for your devotional service. So by all these examples, we can understand the association is very important. So one should have the association of the devotees. Otherwise, there is every chance that he may deviate from his devotional practices. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very good class, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Bharat Maharaj, he fell down due to his conditioning of being a family man and being accustomed to giving protection and things like that and having children. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying in the verse very clearly that Bharat Maharaj fell down because of his past conditioning. Very clearly in the translation. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport is just saying exactly the opposite. So how do we understand this? And Prabhupada is saying in the purport that he fell Not because of his past conditioning, because he was in the bhava platform, and according to the principles of bhakti, the past karma is burnt out. So it is only because of his own negligence that he fell down. But Shukdev Goswami is saying just the opposite in the translation. How do we understand this? How do you...
It is also very intricate. I also don't know. Somebody can help me. Shamanand Prabhu.
See, all you can understand is that it's a Hare Krishna. When things are directly ordered by Lord Krishna, for example, when he wants to show a certain thing happening in the lives of ordinary devotees, he uses his own associates as example, as he beautifully brought out in that analogy of stuntman being ordered by the film director. So obviously when such a special soul is being used for a particular pastime, he is not without his qualifications. Krishna will not use anyone. Like Prabhupada used to give the example of kings who used to practice wrestling for their own chivalry. They would have paid wrestlers. Sometimes the wrestlers would defeat the king, but that never means that he becomes a king. He always is a paid employee. So, although Bharat Maharaj can be faulted for showing the deer this kind of affection, it can be very much possible in the lives of ordinary transcendentalists that your past conditionings may catch up on you. So that is a fact. However, at the same time, Prabhupada is making us aware that this is not just an ordinary person, and we cannot give the example that I fell down because, well, even Maharaj Bharat fell down, so what's so bad about it? So we are cautioned that he is on the bhava platform. He is just accepting this role because that's what is being expected from him. So a conditioned soul cannot give that excuse that if that happened to him, what's so bad about me doing that? So we are supposed to be careful that our past conditionings may also creep in, and these are something which we have to watch out for. That's how both these things can be reconciled. Is it okay? Anyone like to add something? Gaur Gopal Prabhu?
His Holiness, lecture on the episode of Jay and Vijay falling down from Vaikuntha, there is a question that was raised that how Jay and Vijay, who are the eternal associates of Vaikuntha, can fall down? They are the eternal associates of the Lord. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was mentioning in his answer that every pastime that is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam must be taken from two points of view. There are external lessons and internal lessons to be learned from the same pastime. And as very brilliantly put forth by Shamanand Prabhu, the internal lesson is that the Lord is orchestrating this pastime to give us a lesson. And he was giving the example of a paid wrestler. So Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that just like a king keeps a paid wrestler, so the Supreme Lord arranged that Jay and Vijay fall down so that he can have that wrestle of chivalry. But simultaneously, in a purport, Prabhupada also points out that it was the fault of Jay and Vijay. They did not allow the Kumaras to enter inside. So both of these things can be taken from the same story or the same pastime. The internal reason definitely is that the Lord has orchestrated the pastime to give us a lesson or to enjoy some rasa on his own part. But from the external point of view, then we are also cautioned that we must not offend great sages in this particular episode of Jay and Vijay. So both of these could be too, as Shamanand Prabhu said, both of these can be incorporated in the same story or the pastime.
So thank you very much. We'll end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.